health workers in Nashville have turned their focus to homeless people amid a growing outbreak of hepatitis A. This group of people is designated as one of the most at risk for contracting the disease, but as WPLN's Blake Farmer reports, getting someone to agree to a vaccination is not an easy sell.
All right, just a little stick, and that's it.
This week, nurses from the state and metro health departments have been inoculating people at soup kitchens, food pantries, and the downtown library. Wendy Overlock tells patrons at the Loaves and Fishes weekly free lunch to get the shot.
There is Hep A epidemic going around.
Anyone living without running water is at risk. The virus affecting the liver spreads easily through fecal matter, and there's no getting around that when you live outside. Joseph Carpenter has a makeshift toilet in his tent near Ellington Parkway.
I've got a bucket system set up. After it's a few uses, I'll go take the bag, and there's an old, kind of like a manhole back off in the woods, and I'll drop the bags down off in it.
Still, even Carpenter had to be convinced to get the vaccine. Haley Spigner with Open Table has been working on people she's most worried about.
Here we are. You finished your cigarette. That was our deal.
She leads a holdout over to the vaccination table.
Come on, we'll go over here.
Many people living on the streets haven't heard the first thing about the outbreak, made public nearly a month ago. But there's also a stigma to get over. Those most at risk also include intravenous drug users and men who have sex with men. And homeless people may not want to be associated with those groups. Spigner says she has to make the case.
You may feel like you're very clean, but what about other people that maybe aren't as clean as you and are touching the door handles that you're also touching? So I've been trying to just really destigmatize the whole thing.
So far, of the more than two dozen hepatitis A diagnoses locally, just two have unstable housing. But in other cities that are more than a year into their local outbreaks, the homeless populations have been hard hit. In San Diego, the city set up 100 hand-washing stations outside and even bleached the streets in some areas. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.